SBS Radio.
The project that I'll be working on is a community project, and it's about the ancestral remains returning from overseas back to Yarru and Gurradjuri country. We've called the project Wangajali Burugun, which means we are coming home. And the section that I'll be working on and the reason for applying for the fellowship is to work on developing and designing the memorial resting place where we will be bringing them to for their burial.
This is a very, very important project because bringing the remains is not just like bringing back, because I saw the participants there, some of them will be creating artifacts and things like that. But your project is about human remains. It's a very powerful and very strong project.
It is.
How will you be carrying this out? Because it requires a lot of involvement, the custodians, the families, and it's a very big project, a very big undertaking.
It's a very huge project, and on a national scale, it's a very huge project. There's other traditional owner groups who are going through similar processes, but thankfully, there's a really strong community voice and input into how we deliver this project and making sure that we're following correct protocols. And so there's a community driving this, and I've put my hand up to receive training into how we tell this story with sensitivity and how we turn this into an opportunity to educate people and visitors to Broome, and on an international scale as well. So it's not just our history; it's Australian history, and there are other people like from Germany and London who are kind of behind this as well. So it's a shared history. Very significant.
I know that in some cases it's extremely hard to get the remains of people who've been, the remains taken away for scientific research or just to expose in museums. It's extremely hard negotiating to bring back those remains. Now, have you secured the rights and the authorization to bring them from those who are holding them at this stage?
It's very interesting and frustrating process. Our ancestors were labelled as objects for many years, so they weren't actually classified as people. So in April, we had to travel to Germany, and they were rehumanized, if you like. And then we brought 14 of them back home. So there was a bit of historical research that had to go into getting them home, but thankfully the people in the Germany museums were very, very cooperative and very sincere towards the cause, and assisted us with the research and the investigation into how they died and the trauma behind it. And we were able to connect it to the era in Broome, in what was happening into the pearling era.
And now, when you get you get to reconnect with those people anyway, now, will you be reconnecting them with their families? Because I think it's going to be a very huge undertaking as well, because some people have been removed, communities closed, and others taken away from their communities. Will you try, or is there a demand from the families to reconnect with their ancestors?
That's one of the challenging parts of the project is a lot of them are unknown where exactly they came from, and all we can do is connect it to where were they taken from. So that's been some of the research we've able to say, okay, they were taken from Yarru country, or they were taken a little bit further up the coast. So we'll actually have to engage with all the our neighbouring traditional owner groups and keep them informed as well, just do it, bringing the groups together who've been affected by everything that's happened in the past, and create a memorial resting place here in Broome and acknowledge that these ancestors really could have come from anywhere, not just from Roebuck Bay or from down south. They could have, they could be ancestors from further inland. So that's been one of the challenges within the project as well.
Yeah, I know some museums and some organizations have got a humane approach in their understanding, and they want to really collaborate and do this the proper way. How do you envision to reset to them in their final resting place? Is it going to be like a museum or burial? How are you going to organize that?
Well, there are different elements to the repatriation project that we're working on. So there's the historical research component, the repatriation of actually bringing them home, and what we're going to do next is develop the memorial, which will have elements of storytelling and interpretation, and putting the story of what we do know and the provenance of what we do know about these ancestors for, and open it up to all visitors so they're able to educate themselves and find out for themselves exactly what went on in the past. And it also kind of challenges the Western historical version of the past as well, and yeah, really changes the gaze on what happened during those early colonial encounters. So that will, that might lead on to an exhibition later, and we're making a documentary about it, which is in the process.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of historians would be interested in finding out what the stories and the history behind that, because it's, yeah, there's a lot to learn from that undertaking, that the journey you're taking there.
Absolutely,
How did you get the idea of undertaking such a huge project? And finally, how long is it going to take? Because it's not something you can do in 2-3 months.
Yeah. Well, the story, how we actually found out was the rep body for the Kimberley, the Kallak, Kimberley Aboriginal Law and Cultural Centre, approached Yarru to say that there were other remains that are being held here in Australia. So that kind of triggered a bit of a process into we've got to do some historical research. And then through the database, we found out about another couple more ancestors that are in London in the Natural History Museum. And then we found out about the Germany one. So this is, there's only 32 remains that we know of. So there could be a lot more.
Yeah, because some people are taken just as personal collections. It's just horrible what was going on. People just use collect human remains as a private collection.
Absolutely. And it's where we're, especially myself, we're learning about it for the first time, because we do have oral history accounts of what happened during the massacre times and during that resistance period. But our old people didn't know that the bones were being dug up through grave robbing, and that they were stolen and taken for this misuse of science and study of eugenics through that period in the 18th and 19th century. So we're all, it's a bit horrifying when you get deeper and deeper into the research. So we're all learning about it as we go. And that's why we want to tell the story with utmost sensitivity and in a way that's not going to generate any hatred, but in a process of moving forward together and healing this past that has happened.
It's a form of closure as well, community closure, and closure for the families, actually, to finally, if they have ancestors still living, I mean descendants living, and who would know about their relatives and ancestors, maybe reconnecting with them would help them have some form of closure, I believe.
Exactly. It is about closure, and you get like an unexplainable feeling when you find out exactly the horrible things that did go on right here, on country. So it's very eye-opening. It changes your perspective, but it's also a huge learning period for everyone involved. And Yeah, it definitely raises a lot of emotion in the process.
Please keep us posted as the project goes ahead, and let us know the outcome and how it's gone, because this is something that is not valid only for your part of the country. It's Australia-wide interest.
Absolutely, yes. I'll be glad to keep you informed along the way.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process, this project. You know, it'd be nice to have all of our ancestors return, but we just don't know where everyone is. So something that we're hoping is going to start the conversation around the whole of Australia about what happened in the past, and we hope that it'll be an education for all Australians.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.